So the middle of a Simish Shinchav Ches, on Daf Kuf Samach Vav, I'm off the bottom line, the Halachas of a Choyla on Shabbos, Siv Chav Hei, Ritia, a bandage, Shanaflam Al Gabi Amaka, that falls off from a wound, Al Gabi Karka, and it falls onto the ground, so we continue to on the base, page 332, Lo Yachzirana, you shouldn't put it back on, Nafla Gabi Kli, but it falls on top of a vessel, Yachzirana, you could put it back. By day in Yehudi, not through a non-Jew, Mutal Anichi, a lot of place, the bandage, I feel like it's still even initially. Says Rav Mahago, Mutal Leimel in Yehudi, he allowed to tell a non-Jew, Lassus Ritia al Mako or Chabura, to make a bandage on the wound or on a injury. Vasalitin le Ephemikla, now you're not allowed to put on it ashes from the oven. The Mirapi, because it heals, Kimadi in Yehudi, only through a non-Jew, that's the Mordechai Prakshman the Shots. Says Mishbusiv couldn't pay Aleph, so he said that if the bandage falls off on the ground, Lo Yazarena. Now let's put it back on. Why? Shem Yemereach al Gaba, because you might smear on top of it. To smooth out the grooves that there are inside of it. Now, smoothing out the bandage, meaning the cream that's on the bandage, malocha deraisi, that's a biblical malocha, mashem shu b'chol mamachek, it's included in smoothing. The problem about, you know, grinding herbs, which is always a general problem with medication. Like the mixer, that is no decree. It was already on this before Shabbos. So that's not a concern. The concern is that since it fell on the floor, that you might come to smooth out now the cream, and that would be mamachi. Instead of called pay base. However, instead of it falls on a vessel, then you're allowed to put it back on. Why? Because it's like it was smoothed out the bandage from its place. I mean, it slipped off the bandage from its place. Which, if it just slipped out of its place, of course you can put it back on its place. When he puts it back, in other words, it's qualified like if it's new or like just like pushing it back. Even though it fell off, but since it wasn't on the ground, so it's not like a whole new thing. And if we're not concerned, you're going to come to smooth out the bandage. Now, Krishna, when you put it back, shouldn't tie it on Shabbos with a permanent knot. El Baniva, only with a bow. And the Sharatzin says the same thing is, if he ties it, that it's meant to be opened up every single day, that also is a type of a knot that's permitted. It says, Mishmur B'chosa, this automakish enough for the Tiyam Atzma, when the bandage fell off on its own. But if he deliberately took it off, then you're not to put it back. Which, as the Sharatin Ayisman Gimel says from the Arzuru, the Meiri, to be stringent regarding this, says, however, it's not so clear. It says, like, I'll write later on. But that's what he's writing right now. And continues the Mishabura, right, so, Vyesh, Cholkim, now those who disagree, right, like he just said in the Sharatin, and they actually permit regarding such a case. If it's possible, they took it off with the intention of fixing it. Yes, listen, and you can rely on those opinions to be lenient, then you could put it back. Siv cut and pay gimel. Now, we said about day in Yehudi v'chulu through a non-Jew, then you're allowed to even place it even initially. Meaning he was considered at least a minor sick person through the wound. The adak mechish v'amei was just an ailment. I fill out the in Yehudi also the name of the non-Jew be forbidden. Can now be Hashem Azel, like we said in the beginning of the simon, which Dershon 81 brings it there, it's explained that if someone has what's called a mechish v'amei, just a little ache, and he's getting stronger like a healthy person, you're allowed to do refuf him even through a non-Jew, even by things that are not forbidden, only because they're rabbinically prohibited. Simkot and Vedal. The Ramah said, "Humuter, you're allowed to tell a non-Jew to make a bandage, last ritia, on a makor or chabur." But still, what it means to say is, even the dasi is ritia, humalacha deres shemacha. Even though making the bandage is biblical malacha of smoothing out, you have to put on the cream and smooth it. If a lach, even so, mutla de anhudi is permitted through a non-Jew. I was zayin and muter. But what's not permitted is kim kishachala kol gufa ide hamaka, only when his whole body is sick through this wound. Or at least is a danger to an organ. He's just a partial sick person. In the middle of the last day, then I'll do a biblical malacha to a non-Jew. We do rabbinic, but not a biblical. Sivkot and pay hay. And the Ramah said further, now I'll put ashes that heals only through a non-Jew. After Rakis Rabban, even though it's only rabbinic prohibition, still through the Jew himself. It's forbidden. If you're not doing it in an abnormal way, even if his whole body is sick, which that's the Sharatin Eisman Chespin from the Prima Gun, says he wants the Mogad Abram, they write the exact opposite, which is opposite the Maskana, how we come out in Sif Yud Zayin. As the Mishnah Berurah says, that even if his whole body is sick, Kivin Shahu Chayla Shein by Sakana, because even though he's sick, but there's no danger to his life. Kilel, like we said previously, if you're about the Masik HaShulchan Aruch, the way the Shulchan Aruch comes out over there, which the Sharet Sinai's Notes says, what he means to say is that he doesn't even have a Sakana Saver, doesn't have any danger to an organ, then even though it's only Isra Abanan, it would only be permitted to be done through a non-Jew, or if that's not possible, with a Jew through a Shina. Sivchav Vav says, "Mechab Megalik Tzas Ritia." You could uncover a little bit of the bandage, Mekanech Piyamak, and then you could clean the opening of the wound. Mechayzim Megalik Tzas Hashenim Mekanech, and then you could go and uncover a little bit of the other part of the wound and wipe that part. Ritia Atzmali Kanach. Now, but the bandage itself you can't wipe. Yishum Amorich again, because that's going to be smoothing out the cream, which would be the Malacha Dereisa of Mimachik. Sivchav Zayin. Makosh and Israpa. A wound that healed, you could put on a bandage. Like kids, little kids always want a bandage that's going to help. It's only protecting. Sivkan Pevov, Sid Mishbru, Kim Shamar, it's just like protecting it. But we're not concerned then, you can't put on a bandage, you might come to grinding the herbs or medication and smoothing the cream. It's not so overwhelmed after it's already healed, they're just putting on to that it shouldn't get rubbed or whatever, therefore that's not a problem. Sivchav Ches, and also even it sounds like with a cream, because you're not coming to smooth it, because you're not so overwhelmed by it. Sivchav Ches, a mepish chin b'Shabbos. If someone pops a boil on Shabbos, now why is he popping the boil? To widen the opening of the wound. The way doctors do, they're intending for healing. To widen the opening of the wound. Then you're liable because of the hitting with the hammer, meaning when you're finishing something or when you're creating something new. This is the profession of the doctor. But if he's popping it just to get the pus out, that's permitted. He pops the boil, so he cracks it open. So we said that if he's doing it just lahaitzi b'chulu, just to get rid of the pus, and be'ena chayishu shem taksa b'tisim yav, he doesn't care if it goes and it closes up right away. So he's not trying to make an opening. He's just trying to do it to get the pus out. But still says the Mishnah Berurah b'tiv la'asal day and yehudi. It's good to do it through a non-Jew. Mutalit la'kitz b'machad. You're allowed to take a thorn that's stuck with a needle. A lot of times, kids get these splinters. So you're allowed to take a needle. As long as you're careful not to expel blood, because then you're making a wound. Even though it's ruining when you're doing that. Still, says the Magiram, that's forbidden according to everyone. Now, even though regarding the boils, if it made a rabbinic prohibition because of pain, like we'll see later on, which the Sharet Sinai brings, he said, we added this to save the Morgan Abram from the question of the Chaman Moshe that asked them from Tesha Shabbat Kavzayn Medalf. That sounds like over there that even if it was for sure Chavel injury, they still wouldn't say it's us according to the Masikon. Now, whether the opinion of the Morgan Abram is Dafka, where it's not possible to take out the thorn without making injury because it got stuck really deep. Then it's similar to Mepis Morsa, the popping the pimple, but where it's possible, then it would be forbidden. So it says the Mishmur, no, here, keeping the Ashley, Zakwitz, Blayhead, Sahiz, Dam. Since it's possible to take the throne without extruding blood, in Lava Isbakhti, then we say don't violate the Isra for nothing. Sivkat and Paytas. So he said that if you're doing it just to get Mimen Halech, to get the pus out, Dam, Gamkin, Shamayim Halech, now even though there's blood there also with the pus, Mutin that permitted, because the blood and the pus that's gathered over there, you're not making a wound, which a wound is like extracts from the capillaries and brings it out. Here it's already gathered already. Just be careful, don't push the wound to take out new blood. So this is permitted to be done to pop the boil. Even though by default, automatically it's making an opening, but that's a malacha shein tzich legufi. It's a malacha that you don't need for the thing itself. And since there's pain over here, they didn't make a decree. Now, fill them out. The one that says malacha shein tzich legufi chayim. Then when you do malacha that you don't need for the thing itself, you're going to be chayim. Gamkin, still you can say, when you're doing it just to get rid of the pus, it's not the finishing of the malacha. And they're not coming to the chiyuv of makabe patish. Rishartin Leisamachay brings the Magen Avraham. He concludes also, he says, or another approach is that it's a Devash in Miskaven, says Magen Mishra. It's unintentional. And that's what he concludes over there, that at the end, name the Seva Batim, look over there. What he means to say is that as long as he's not intending to make an opening, then it doesn't have a Shema Malacha at all. And you can't even say the concept of Psik Reisha, like that it's inevitable. As the Mishra continues, now the neck of Israel, regarding those that have a hole in the arm, Shekoyrin Aftuda, if the hole closes up a little bit, you have to look into this. You're allowed to put like a bean or whatever that it should stay open. Because here his intention is sure he wants the hole to stay open. Maybe it was already open, sure it's permitted. But then something is benekim shebemaka, the hole in the wound. Shekvar niftak manistim ktas was ready, open and closed a little bit. Kam kitzarachim mechiyagav, you also have to look at such a case, and mutlub teichad b'shabbos, you're allowed to open it also on Shabbos. Maloshon ha-shechonach mashma, from the word in shechonach, it sounds like definitely yesh benekim b'alachi, even if this hole is coming to widen it, also would be forbidden. But a team mutlint na'ala aftura, now to put a bandage on the ptura, it's permitted. Kamay shekaz v'siv chazayim, v'siv r'ayvin mashma, and the r'ayvin sounds like it does lead to l'ayr r'ati. Now I'll put a bandage on it, mutl kanath, you're allowed to wipe it. Loitzi lechash b'teichad to get out the pus that's inside of it. V'im yudeh shemaitzi dam kishem chanchay, but now if he knows that he's going to extract blood when he wipes it, loitzi kanath b'shabbos, then he shouldn't wipe it on Shabbos.
Which the Shartzi and Oysa Makzayim brings us from the Magad Abram. Now although in Sivkan Peites, we wrote that you're allowed to get out the pus, even though there's also blood over there, and this the Magad Abram brings himself from the same, from the name of the Seba HaChumah. There, the blood is gathered with the pus, and therefore not applicable any chabur, any making a wound on this. But here it's talking about that when he's wiping the wound very well, he pushes the flesh, and through that, the blood that's absorbed inside of it comes out, and therefore that's going to be forbidden. And you're right. If through the wiping, it doesn't come out only the blood that's gathered from before, and then you're right, that would be permitted. But that's what Mishnah Berurah is saying over here, that you shouldn't wipe on Shabbos, because the psik reishu, because it's inevitable. Which the Shartzi Nasamacha says, don't ask it. Why don't you say that to Malacha Shein Tzicha Legufa and the Malkam Tzar, we don't make it such a gzera? Maybe over here, there's not so much pain if you don't wipe, or that you could do the wiping without extracting blood. So continues Mishnah Berurah further, he says, Avamutal Hachlif, but you could exchange Chatichas Begit Achar al Makamahu, a different piece of garment on that place. Shem Lo Yachlif, Yasrech, because if you're not going to exchange it, it's going to get ruined, it's going to get soured. But God, the covenant beast, and how great is the dignity of a human being? But God, Mishlei Tzamas, he also has pain from this. Finally, come on, Sibit Memches. Look later on, Sibit Memches. Mashik Kesam Nisham Mishnah Berurah. What we read within the Mishnah Berurah. Vasal Ochach Shchein Yinal Scratch a Boil Shalidei Hachichur. Because through the scratching, Mitzi Dam Shnevel Babas is going to extract the blood that's absorbed in the flesh. Veinu Dem Lelech Vel Dam. It's not similar to the case of the pus in the blood. Tarnu Leelbus Sibkon Peites Lotzi that we permitted with there, and Sibkon Peites takes track. Dasam Ukan Because there it's already gathered. Mashik Dam Shnevel Babas, which is not the case by blood that's absorbed in the flesh, which that is prohibited. They said a bandage that fell off the wound on the ground, you can't put it back, but on the kli you could. Which ritiya is a swath of a garment that you spread it out on the cream to put it on the wound. That's the Rambam in Pirshei Mishnayos. And Dibbe Masal Megalik Tzas Ritiya, Bechulu, the Mechaben Sipcha Vav, brought that you could uncover a little bit of the bandage and wipe the opening of the wound and then go and uncover the other part and wipe that. Now from this wording it sounds like that you can't totally remove it. Because if you do, now let's put it back afterwards. And obviously that he holds, because the Lashon HaBrayis regarding this is that even according to Tanakhama, not according to Behuda only, and that supports those who are stringent, that he brought in Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Pepeis. However, it's difficult because the opinion of Bais Yosef to be lenient regarding this, and even so he quotes in the Shulchan Aruch the Lashon of this Brayis, so he says maybe according to him, we're talking about regarding this, that it doesn't have an object to put on it the bandage. If not on the ground, and then it would be afterwards forbidden to put back. And therefore, that's what it's saying, to uncover a little bit and then wipe. Because you're right, putting it on the vessel, you'd be able to put it back, but it says the Be'alocha, that's a Deicha, that's pushing it. That a person could pop a boil if he's doing it to widen up the opening of the Makkah, that is liable, that's prohibited. Now, L'chayra, L'peh, Chayiv, this that he's saying, if you're doing it for the opening that you can be Chayiv, that's with a kli, with a vessel, with a tool. However, there is no problem by Geizes about the shearing because of the pulling off a piece of skin, because it's like a fingernail that most of it was detached, that it's not nourishing anymore from the body. That's the Prima Gadim writes. And Tosafot Shabbos is not holding this from Rashi, that the Prima Gadim writes, it's not mukha, it's not definite. Can maybe he's talking about that you're not missing from the skin, only that you peeled off the skin that's above, because by hand, that's not the norm. And even so, if it's to let out the pus, it's going to be permitted. But from the Magid Mishin Zayin, Sibkot Zayin, and here in the Taz and Chav Gimel, it sounds like that because of pain, we wouldn't permit a Shavuos Isra Ban in a normal way. If that's the case, this we permit to extract the pus is only by hand and not with a tool, says the Prima Gadim, with Dirsh 88. brings out the Mishnah Berurah in Simchat Ches. He writes that it is permitted to pop the pimple through a needle to let the pus out. Some of the dirshus. Dirshu number 77. This whole discussion by the cream is that it was already smeared on the bandage, but to place the cream on the wound itself, Chaznish writes that you can't put on the cream, only you have to just throw it onto the body. And this Karelz explains that even in the way that they permitted to utilize for refuah, they were not goes on shrikas amman, you could say that so too, they were not goes on meruach on smoothing. However, if it's possible, it is appropriate to change, to deviate abnormal way, and to throw the cream so that it just gets smoothed by itself. It also explains that even though that you don't need the smoothing out, and he has no intention with the smoothing out, it's just that the cream should get in old places. However, it's forbidden because of smoothing, because it is possible that he doesn't want that all the cream should get absorbed right away into the body, and therefore he wants to smooth it out on the flesh so that it gets absorbed by itself a little bit into the body. And that's written in Shuvah Sheva Leibah, that even though that it's permitted to take the cream out from the tube and to put it onto the baby that he has a rash or red skin, because he has halacha like chalish and misakon, and also that it could cause cracks until the blood coming down. However, you shouldn't smooth it at all. That's what's permitted for Shlomo Zalman. It's permitted to put on the cream if you're not intending to smooth it out. Now, to put on cream and to put the bandage in on top of it, Shlomo Zalman holds that it's permitted because this, that the cream gets smoothed out in the body, but putting on the bandage, that's considered like smoothing out kalachi out in the backhand way. And also, his intention is only that the cream should just get to all places, but he's not interested in smoothing it out. And that's also how Reb Nisgrelts instruct. Dish number 78, regarding pepper, or regarding a granule of salt that was in a person's mouth and it fell out. And Simon Shin Gimel, the Mishnah writes that some say not to put it back, as a gezeirah, because shechikas ha'mamonim of medication, according to this reason, he writes that there's no forbidden to put it back, only when it falls on the ground, but not when it falls on a kli. That's from Reb Shmuel Orbach. There's number 79, that when you do put it back, don't tie it with a kishul shakimel, only with a bow. And even if you make the bow very strong, and he intends to stay like this, always the Be'er Halacha writes in Simon Shin Yizai that that's permitted. Now, someone wraps a bandage on Shabbos, and he wants to stick it with a sticky. Some Zaman holds that not to do this, because it's a teifa, it's sewing. And even to connect it a little bit from the bandage to his body, Rosh Hashanah holds that it's forbidden, because when he's taking off the bandage from the hand, then he's removing the bandage from the body, and it remains connected on the bandage. So you can't put it, stick it on itself. Dish number 81, that in the beginning of the simon, which the Mishnah Berurah and Sipkon Pei Gimel references, that sometimes just a mechaz ba'alma is getting stronger, and I'll make her food even through a nachi, like we said. You might think that only forbidden as a shavuos. Dish number 82. Later on, Sipkon Kav Beis, regarding if someone has something bothering him with his teeth, Mishnah Berurah brings the opinion of the Chai Odom that if it's not possible to do b'shino, you're allowed to do it even without a shino. And even by taking medication permitted by Chodesh HaMezakon Ibn al-Shinoi, like he writes later on some Kodin Chav Chavalv, so Rabbi Nisgrelts explains that putting on the ashes is worse because it's done in the Tzur of Malacha, and therefore it's similar to Meruach, and therefore that's why it's problematic. Dish number 83, Nisgrelts explains, Mishpuz and Sipkon Peiches said that if you're not concerned if it goes and closes up right away, that's the heter. But it's good to do through a non-Jew. And this girl has explained, because since this heter applies only by someone that's not intending, but just to get out the pus, and something that's hard to really establish if that's really only his whole intention, so if it's better to do it through a non-Jew. There's from 84, a shot that goes into the veins. Chizkal Abramsky, the Baruch Shemir Shabbos Kalchasa, holds that that's also in that midday reisim. Because since before the shot, you have to take out a little bit of blood into the syringe, to verify that the needle is going into the vein. So that's a problem. As we were saying over here, that's making a chabura. Shlomo Zalman is not sure. Maybe taking out this blood is considered malacha shein zuch legufa, because you don't really need the blood, and you're only taking out just to verify as a simon. Shuvah Sheva Leibah writes that since he's not interested in the opening of the shot, that it should remain open, so it's like taking out a thorn, which Mishra writes in Sivkot and Pei that that's permitted, and even if some of the blood comes out, it's only mechalkal, and therefore it's permitted. That's what in Shuvah Zalutzian, that a syringe into the veins is permitted, because since taking out the blood is considered mechalkal, and malacha shin sikh lagu, like you don't need it, and therefore it's permitted for a chaylam, for a sick person. And this grill holds that, not permitted, but just through a non-Jew. Now, if it goes subcutaneous, meaning under the skin, not into the vein, Chaznish holds it permitted, even for chadish imbe sakonim, even though there's no danger to his life. Now, a shot that goes into the muscle, Shuvah Sheva Leibah writes that you could be lenient to give it to chelush she'im besakana, even in a place when there's a great need, because that's not for sure that blood's going to come out because of that. And even if it does come out, it's considered a makalkal. That's what's been run in Mitzvah Elz, because it's not a psik ratio, that it's not inevitable that blood's going to come out. However, if you see that it is a psik ratio, the blood's going to come out, then you have to stop. Issue number 86 that Mishnah Berurah wrote in Simchon Peites, that the blood and the pus is gathered over there, so there's no problem with chabura. But this reason, Mishnah Zamar writes, not to be liable for dash, for threshing, for, because since this blood is already uprooted from the blood circulation, it's not gathered where its growth is, and therefore it's considered like as uprooting as threshing. Dish number 87. Mishbur Rod, Malachar Chin Zich Lugufa, and it's Rabbanon, and Mokam Tsar, they weren't guys. However, in Bialacha and Simri Shah and Chesi writes, not to permit the Malachar Chin Zich Lugufa, only by Mokam Tsar Shal Rabban, the public pain, and not by Tsar Shal Yachid. And Meir Mesech the Shabbos of Chabtes writes that it's different extinguishing a candle, that you're only removing the illness, that you're not removing the illness, be a daim, it just sometimes causes that, then popping a pimple, a pus, that through that you're actually removing the illness. Moreover, the damage that could come from a lit candle is not so really clear. And also, it's possible to remove the damage that comes from light in some other ways. For example, let's say putting a mechitza there or something like that. And therefore, that's why we're less lenient over there. Look at Debris Moshe, that he discusses the differentiate between regular tsar and tsar gadol.